Paul used stuff from his college, like typesetting and stat machines. Mm-hmm. And then we somehow we had made friends with this guy named Doug Blair. And that's, I know, when Katie was coming along, because he went to Henry Ford. Is that U of M Dearborn? Henry Ford? One of those. Mm-hmm. And after their journalism department would leave, or their typesetting, we would get full reign of the typesetting machines at the colleges, and we would have to, almost read the stuff to somebody like Katie as they typed. And sometimes Doug would do some of the typesetting, but we'd have to drive, there and do the stuff at night. And I forget if we got drunk. That's a good Paul question. And Doug Blair's, I forgot, is, really instrumental. And then we would use typewriters and then shrink it down. I remember that was expensive. It was like 50 cents a reduction or 25 cents a reduction or maybe a dollar, to have something actually reduced. A feature that's on every single copier now, but only there's only like 10 copy places in town that could do it. They could reduce or enlarge. So Paul worked at the Norville Record, and he'd, steal stats there. And, that's where we learned about blue line pencils. Like, you could write ugly fuck on somebody's picture in blue pencil and then take a stat of it, and it wouldn't be there, because he did that at, whoa, you're kidding.